Tackling your tough problems all day, every day. This is Real Talk 760. Real life, real solutions.
Back to Aloha Stadium, where Hawaii leads the Colorado Buffaloes 25-17 in the fourth quarter. And one point of emphasis from head coach Mike McIntyre was the number four. And the reason why is just the emphasis in the fourth quarter. Last year, seven games, seven out of the 10 losses for the Buffs. They had a lead at one point in the second half. And down by eight, guys, they're really going to need a very, very strong fourth quarter now.
Yeah, they certainly will. All right, Justin Adams going to try and hook up with head coach Mike McIntyre. He's got him down the sidelines. Justin?
Coach, you're down by four. You had three turnovers and a block punt. What's your message to your team in the second half?
Well, we can't have the turnovers. That's unlike us to fumble the ball. We made a bad decision on the punt. But we'll bounce back. We're going to be a good second half team. We're going to bounce back and get it done here.
Yes, sir. Last question, Coach. You seem to find something with the running game, especially with the stretch run. What has made that advantage for your team?
We're hitting it downhill. They're stretching the holes, and we're getting it. And then we got them tired, and we went to a fast tempo. We're in better shape than they are, which is interesting. They're cramping up and coming out. We'll be fine.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Down to the sidelines we go with the Buffs trailing 8-0. 1:42 to play in this opening quarter. Justin Adams.
Sometimes football is a very easy game, and right now Hawaii's defense is just more physical than the Colorado offensive line. On that last play, Stephen Neubot was knocked on his butt on that passing play, so the Buffs got to get stronger on the offensive line immediately.
Tell you what, there's a lot of newness out there. Let's bring in the third member of our crew, former Buff Justin Adams as well. Justin, on top of everything else being new, there's brand new uniforms across the board out there for these teams.
Oh, and they look gorgeous. I love them. See you on May 1st. They unveiled a couple of new uniforms. Today, they will come out with silver helmets, white shirt, and silver pants. Looking good in that uniform. And Hawaii as well, they have new uniforms. They'll come out with green helmets, green jerseys, as well as silver pants for the first time since 2007. So you know, Mark, if you look good, you feel good and you play good. Let's see what happens with the bus today.
We head down to the locker room. Standing by is the quarterback of your Buffaloes, along with Justin Adams. Justin?
Hey, Steph, I know you just had about a couple of minutes just to think about what happened. Just take us through the final play and what you saw.
Threw the ball. Got tackled inside. Trying to kill the ball. And the ref just didn't put the ball down in time. But I think it comes back upon myself. I should have just threw the ball right before that.
Did the referees give you any explanation, or did anybody give you an explanation on the last play?
No explanation. I tried to talk to them. No, they said nothing to me, which is fine. Just how it went tonight.
Going back to the first quarter in this game, and you guys just had a real tough time getting, you know, the ball rolling on offense. What type of things did Hawaii do strategy-wise to really just confuse the offense in the first half?
I don't think they confused us. We knew they were going to bring pressure. We just didn't do a good job of picking it up. And then on the flip side, I didn't do a good job of getting the ball to our playmakers, which ultimately falls on my shoulders.
As the leader of this team, there's still 12 more games to go in this year. What can you do and what will you say to your teammates in order to regroup and get ready for the next game?
Learn and move on. We're tired of saying it, but it's just something that you have to do. 12 games left in the year, and this one stings, but there's still a lot of games left to be played. You know, we potentially could still go 12-1. I can already hear the people saying, whatever, 12-1, you guys can't do it. But we just got to go in, work out, and get right for next week.
All right, Steph, thank you so much. All right, Mark, back to you.
All right, thank you.